no. Don't get overzealous now. Stop squirming so much, will you? You're perfectly fine. Take a deep breath, mortal. Trust me, if I wanted to harm you, I could have done so already. I apologize for the uncomfortable positioning. Tied your hands above your head so you wouldn't freak out and try to escape when you awoken. You sure did take a long time to awaken from your slumber. You humans sleep more than you live. It's quite a tragedy how much of your life is wasted away for rest. Just because we have similar appearances doesn't mean we're the same. Quite far from a human. Even if we bear resemblance. I'm a vampire, silly. Oh, what? Did I not meet your expectations? Well, unlike popular human belief, we aren't evil beings out to kill and eat you in the middle of the night. Sure, you're at my mercy at this moment, but that doesn't mean anything. It's not your fault, even, really. A human isn't going to outrun a vampire. I have every advantage. I'm not something or someone you can fight or win against. Understood? Have I harmed you or threatened you? Exactly. So long as you listen to me and relax, there will be no reason for violence. I'm not that type of creature. Want? Oh, I don't want anything from you necessarily, at least I'm not sure I do yet. You seem confused. I know you didn't say anything. You don't have to. I'm a vampire. Can easily read your every thought. You don't have to open that mouth of yours at all if you don't want to. I'll hear anything you think before saying it anyways, so you might as well not repeat yourself twice, yeah? You seem so freaked out. I see you breathing so aggressively. Get a hold of yourself, won't you? Some maturity? I'll have to mark down points for you for that. You'll have to be able to present a strong front to be worthy of my time. Or you'll never be chosen. Well, I haven't really gotten a chance to weigh my options. Basically, you're one of many options for me today. Mm-hmm. I've been searching for someone to fill a position, so to speak. A job. Just a little something. I've been searching and searching for a maid. My own personal maid. I've looked just about everywhere for girls to interview about it. I just have very specific standards I want meant for my maid. I have wants and desires. She has to be perfect. And you, my dear, seemed like a lovely candidate. For an interview. I've been eyeing you for a while now. It's heartbreaking, really. The tragic restraints of human nature. Seeing such a pretty girl like you be forced to live in a body you aren't comfortable in. You know, that's something vampires don't have to worry about. I can always alter my appearance. And I can alter yours. In fact, I already did. Like I said, I've been eyeing you for a while. Listening to your thoughts, learning your type, the type of person you are, your interests, your hobbies, your wants, your deepest desires, your dreams, your dream figure, your dream body. I went ahead and did you a favor if you haven't noticed. Look down at yourself. It doesn't even feel real, does it? Look at you. I've turned you into the perfect girl. I gave you petite, cute hands, long, beautiful hair, model skin, a feminine face. Just look at yourself. What do you think? I'm sure it brings you plenty of euphoria to see yourself like this. It's magical. But it's not permanent, so don't get too excited. It could be, though, if you wanted it to be. Being my maid would be a lovely condition. If you're my maid, I'll let you keep that body forever and ever. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you love to be the girl you always wanted to be? It's not that easy. I said you were one of many options today, didn't I? Exactly. This is an interview. You don't just magically get the job for being pretty. I did that. You have to be suitable for this position. And I'm not sure you can handle that. Sure, I may have kept my eye on you for a bit, but that doesn't mean I know exactly if you're right for this option. No, not at all. In fact, let me describe my ideal mate for you. How about that? I need a girl who's obedient, charismatic, cute, kind, thoughtful, organized. I basically need the perfect woman. Very difficult to find, I know. I want someone who will bow down to me, though. Someone strong and brave, but not stupid enough to cross me. Someone with style, someone with taste. Oh, I'd like someone who will be able to assume what I need to be ready and serve me. Better yet, someone who lives to serve me. I want their everlasting thought to be me. I should be the first priority when they awaken, and their last thought before slumber. I'd like to feel as if I'm a god worth being admired. I need a girl who knows exactly how to follow my every command. And not only that, because this is a whole lot more than training someone to do as I say. I want someone to want this. I want a little obedient good girl who wants to worship me, who wants to earn my adoration. A girl that will jump hoops for a sliver of my praise, a sliver of my attention. That's the type of perfect submissive girl I need. Someone who will drop everything and anything just to come to my aid. I need someone I can trust with every fiber. Maybe even let my guard down. For the hundreds of years I've been alive, not many other vampires are trustworthy. When you live so long, loyalty will be inevitably broken. But you humans, your short lives make you so passionate about the things you love. So passionate, you'd be so wholeheartedly honest and vulnerable with someone just to earn their approval. That's what I love to see. From what I've seen, you seem like such a pushover. A bit shy and easygoing. You don't like to upset people. You crave that approval so much. Don't you? Of course I know your name. I told you I've been watching. You think I just kidnapped a girl and didn't know her first name? That would be so rude of me. Anyways, as I was saying, you have two lovely options. Option number one, you do this interview, pass with flying colors, you become my maid till death do you part, and keep that beautiful body of yours I know you desire more than anything. But if you do poorly in this interview, and I can't make use of you, I will make you a mindless maid without any free will or power. You will be a drone trapped in a body with no way out. You wouldn't want your freedom stripped away like that, would you? No, no, we wouldn't. So, can I start this interview process then? Why am I even asking? After all, it's up to me. Well, before I get the questions and other tests rolling, we need to get you in some proper attire. Of course, you wouldn't be my maid in these old rags. Now would you? No! My maid has to be pretty cute and perfect. Which is why to be my maid, rule number one, you must always be in uniform when serving me. Always. There are no excuses whatsoever. It's nothing different from a human job. Don't show up to work in inappropriate clothes. So, to start off this process with the full effect, go ahead and change for me, will you? I'm gonna unlock your hands now. You're going to obey and put on this outfit. Isn't that right? Very good. Let's see it, princess. Well, what are you looking at me like that for? What did I just instruct you to do, Oh, what, because I'm watching you, you're embarrassed to change? We're both girls, aren't we? Besides, with the task you'll be doing for me, there are plenty more embarrassing things coming toward you other than me having a glimpse at your body. I did design and give you that body. You realize that, right? Well, I think about it again before back-talking me. I can read your thoughts. I hear you. I've already seen pieces of you that you haven't even explored yet. Now, change. Immediately. Good. Finally. Don't forget to tie the little apron with it. It's part of the outfit. That's it. Atta girl. Oh my, such a good girl, aren't we? How does it feel to be in a dress? Oh, someone's a little shy. Pathetic. You humans get so worked up over clothing. Your stupid, weird gender roles. Your society has taught you all wrong. There's nothing to even be shy about right now. You're just a girl in girl's clothes. Well, you do look the part if I do say so myself. Look at those cute little hips. The way your body curves in at your sides. You are to die for. If I could even die. Stop looking down. Look at me. Hey, I asked you to do something, didn't I? Fucking listen. If you can't obey, you won't be a very useful maid. That's more like it. Stop being so timid. I dislike the hiding. Do you understand? What I say goes. You humans are so interesting, though. It sure is fun to toy with your emotions like this. You take everything so to heart. You're so easy to manipulate. Such simple creatures. I suppose now we can start the interview, can't we? Well, go ahead and tell me. Are you good with housework at all? Cleaning? Cooking? Interesting. And what about your scheduling? Are you good at doing tasks on time? Lateness is one of my biggest pet peeves, you know. Well, as I was saying earlier, one of the first things I'd like for my maid to be is cute and girly. And one of the things that really drew me into you was just how much feminine energy you have. More than most cis girls, I'd even say. Though, with this new body of yours, I might as well call you cis now. You wouldn't want to lose it, would you? Imagine having your dream come true. A dream that you were told was physically impossible, and it was just taken away from you. How tragic would that be? It would be so, so sad. So it would be so shameful if you threw an opportunity like this in the garbage. Show me how feminine you can be in that cute little outfit, why don't you? Come on. I have seen you alone in your room, checking yourself out, trying femme and girly poses to seem more appealing to yourself. You know what to do. You're just shy. And earlier, I specifically instructed you to not be fucking shy, didn't I, slut? So do me a favor. Bend over in that skimpy little dress. Right in front of me. I don't think I fucking asked, doll. Bend the fuck over. Show me how girly you are. I don't fucking care if it's embarrassing. I hear you talking shit in your head. Hold the attitude and do what I told you, whore. How hard is it to listen? Should I mark down some points on the interview for that? Well, I don't think I should have to convince and beg my maid to do the poses I told her to do. That doesn't really make sense, right? Right. So now, lift up the skirt for me and show me that cute little girly ass. That's a good girl. Oh. You listened a lot quicker this time, didn't you? Oh, your cheeks are so red. You poor embarrassed girl. She's not used to being put on display. We'll get used to it, slut. If you want this to be your job, act like it. I want a good little slutty, obedient maid whore who knows how to worship me. Didn't I mention that earlier? I know you want to be that for me. I can see it in your eyes. But you resist. And resist because you're scared. Typical human. Unable to come up to a final decision. Unable to accept reality for what it is. It's really not that complex, sweetheart. What would you say your reading abilities are on a scale 1 to 10? Okay. And what about your writing skills? Very good. Another question that might be important. You don't get too queasy at the sight of blood, do you? Oh, no reason. Just making sure. Have you ever done any maid positions before? No experience. That doesn't look so good. Oh, it's okay. You can make up for the lack of experience, I'm sure, doing other tests and trials. Besides, we have all the time in the world. This is the only source of entertainment I really have anyway. For another trial, I'm thinking we can test that endurance of yours. See if you've retained some of the information I've laid out for you. You're probably really thirsty, aren't you? You know, you were asleep for a good 4.5 hours before you woke up. And I don't know how long you went without water before I kidnapped you either. I know water is really important for you humans. You have to stay hydrated. Hold on. I think there's a water bottle here. Oh, yes, here we are. I don't need to hand you the bottle, silly. I'm your master. I can distribute it just fine. You think I'm gonna give it to you for nothing, though? Is that how an obedient girl would ask for water? No. Get on your knees. Excuse me? I said get on your knees. Oh, good girl. That's it. How does it feel to kneel before me, Get used to the feeling. This is exactly how I'd like a good maid to ask me for things. Completely at my dismay. Completely in awe. Now, go ahead, don't be rude. Ask for the water. Aren't you so thirsty, baby girl? Then ask. Oh, come on, that's it? Don't be so fucking useless, come on. You know how to fucking beg. Good girls, fucking beg. Look at me, damn it. What have I said about eye contact? Stop it. I hear those thoughts in your head saying you can't do this. Saying it's too humiliating. Humiliating to who? We are alone. Just submit to me. Stop fighting it. Look up at me like a desperate slut. There you go. Now stick out that tongue. Oh, good girl. Say, give it to me. Please give it to me. Say it. Fuck. Oh, that's such a good fucking girl. Look at that tight, thin dress squeezing your chest. All those nipples perking out too. That's too adorable. Do you feel so cute and girly with those nipples, darling? You've never experienced having them as a girl now, have you? No, this is all new to you. How fun. Oh, yeah. Well, when girls get a little horny and excited, their nipples actually become erect. Just like that. Did someone like our last little test? See, you really would like being my maid. I'll have to add on points for that. As long as you obey and listen, ignore all those anxious thoughts, you are perfect for me. I want you to continue to be perfect for me. Can you do that? Take your fingertips and lightly glide them across your nipples. Through your shirt, just on top. Just gentle little circles around your cute little nipples. Go on. It won't kill you, will it? Then listen to me, slutty girl. Don't deny me. What I demand, I get. I thought I made that pretty clear. There you go. That's my girl. Oh, your face. Oh, does it feel different, baby? I bet. Such a fun rush. You can do a lot more than just glaze against them too, you know. You can flick them a bit. Squeeze them a bit more. Go on. Be real dirty for me while I watch. Let me watch my girl explore her new body. Don't stop. Keep going. Play with them. That's a good girl. You're so filthy being on display for me. You like when I talk to you that way, huh? Oh, don't deny it. I can hear you thinking it, dumb whore. Yeah. You like the attention, don't you? Yeah. You were so deprived. Never got the attention of being the prettiest girl in the room. Well, now you have a doll face. Don't stop exploring yourself. I love that I gave you this ability. Just remember, you'd never have this if it weren't for me. Remember that every time you think of disobeying me, I created you. I made you the woman you are. That makes you mine and mine only. Tell me you're mine. I know this is so, so awkward for you to admit, but if you do, you'll pass this trial for the interview. Say I own you and you're my mindless whore. Say it. Yes, that's my good pretty girl. Oh. As much as you deserve all the attention in the world, I think it would be a bit silly of me to have the entirety of this interview be you exploring yourself. There's another girl here who also needs attention. One of the things I'd need a maid of mine to do is truly value my happiness. Me being content shouldn't have to be a threat. It should simply be your first priority. So sometimes after a long day, I may need to de-stress. Or maybe just want a bit of company. And that's where you come in. I may need someone to help me unwind. Are you catching my drift, human? My maid should please me with every ounce of energy she has before she's even considered part of the equation. I want you to eat my pussy. I want you to show me how good you'll serve me. This is an extremely important job in this position. In fact, this test will probably contribute a lot to my final decision on who I want to hire, so give it your best shot, won't you? Come on, pretty slut. Show me how much you want to serve me. Good girl. Oh, that's a good girl. Such a good slutty girl. Who taught you to eat pussy? It's like you already know how the woman body works. Oh god, yes. Oh god, don't fucking stop, you fucking hear me. Yeah, even through the pain, even if your jaw fucking hurts, it doesn't matter. You have to do one thing, and one thing only. Please, your master. Oh, how a good maid treats her mistress. Oh, lick my fucking cunt like you want this job, slut. Oh, I know you can eat pussy better than that. Up more. Please. Who owns this mouth of yours, huh? Don't disconnect your mouth from my pussy, damn it. Speak with your mouth, fool. I don't care how dumb you sound. Fuck, good girl. Oh, that's so hot. Talking with your mouth full is too cute. Fuck. Oh, I own your fucking mouth. I own your body. I own you. You're mine. You'd never serve another vampire like this, would you? Oh, you better fucking not. I claimed you first, whore. Bend over that table again like I made you do earlier, slut. Good girl. Your new body really is so, so pretty. Every inch of it. Let's see if this pussy is functional and working. Oh, wet too. Guess it's really working, isn't it? Did someone enjoy following orders from me? That's adorable. Well, another thing I'll need to test during this interview is how I feel about my little toy. Yes, my toy. That's what you are to me. Is there an issue with that? I didn't think so. Now, as I was saying, I'm thinking I need to make sure this new pussy of yours is functional in multiple ways. I mean, sure, you got wet, but you haven't even experienced the real joy of womanhood. The clitoris. You know, the top part of my pussy you kept licking that made me so happy. You have one too now. And trust me when I say, she's going to become your best friend. One of of the best parts about being a girl. Fun fact, the clit has no functional purpose other than pleasure. You could live perfectly fine without it. It just makes you feel really, really good. Mm-hmm, baby. The clitoris has way more nerve endings than the tip of a cock does, which means even more good feelings. So not only will this be fun for you to experience, but I need to see what my play toy tastes like. Make sure you're enjoyable for me. So sit still, whore. It's so tingly, isn't it, darling? My baby girl loves her cunt licked by her master. I hear you thinking that, you naughty fucking girl. I knew you'd love this body. I just fucking knew it. I feel that feeling building up in your stomach, honey. Let it all go. Feel it. It's so good, right? Your pussy tastes amazing. The way you grip that table and shake. You're a fucking mess. It's so hot. Hold yourself together, whore. I'm still not done. What? You thought I'd let you come? You've done nothing to earn that. You haven't even earned this job yet, you dumb slut. Are you that sleazy that that's all you can think about once I start playing with you just a little? Dirty girl. I hear those thoughts. You love being a girl, don't you? Why would you ever want to go back to how you were? I sure as hell don't want you to go back. I think you're perfectly sexy just like this. What? You want me to go back to licking your pussy? Well, Mistress doesn't want to do that right now. I have other ways I still need to test you before the interview is complete. And we only have so much time. I know I said we have all the time earlier, but surely you want to know my answer, the sooner the better. How about a test of self-endurance? What if I put my hand down there, right back near your pussy? Feel it, baby girl. Feel me rubbing up and down your soft, delicate pussy lips. Your flawless, cute girl pussy I made so, so perfect. Women are gonna envy you. How do you handle being teased, slut? Oh yeah, go ahead, grind into my hand just like that. I didn't even tell you to do that, dirty girl. Oh yeah. Whine and groan for me a little, won't you? Oh, my girl loves having her clit teased. Oh, yeah, that's a good girl. No more being shy, isn't that right? Who's my good, pretty whore? Oh, that's right, baby. It's you. Such a good girl, you answered loud and proud. You are listening so well. You must really want my hand to go closer to your clit again, huh? Is that it? The only thing motivating my slut to listen is her desperation for pleasure. Pathetic. Lustful human. Well, I say it's time we stop making you wait. I'm ready for our final assessment. Oh, don't pout. You'll like what's next even more. I'm gonna fuck you and make sure your pussy is just to my liking. I need a maid who knows how to take it good for me. Don't worry. It shouldn't hurt or anything. Hey. Look at me. It's okay. Okay? I know it's your first real time as a girl. It's gonna be okay, doll. It's gonna feel so, so good. Trust me. I truly don't want to hurt you. No, not at all, Angel. Not after how obedient you've been. I even lubed it up for you, see? It's gonna slide in nice and perfect. Keep bending over just like that. You feel the tip gliding up and down your pussy? Okay. Go ahead. Ask me to put it in. Oh, that's not good enough. Beg like a good girl. You know what I want to hear. Fuck, that's a good girl. Fucking take it. Ugh. 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 Shit. Shit. Look at that. Slid right on in with how wet you are still from all my teasing. Such a good girl with such a pretty pussy. Now, give it to me. Oh, yeah, do you feel dirty being fucked for a full-time job? Oh, good. You are so dirty, baby. You're my dirty, slutty girl. Just a few more questions. How often will you let me fuck you as my maid? Oh, good answer. Whenever I fucking want. No. How often will you please me as my maid? Oh, whenever I want. Such a submissive girl. Oh, you like submitting to your vampire goddess, huh? Fucking sexy human. I could overpower you so fucking easy. You might as well just take it like a good whore. No. Oh, you're so fucking cute. So petite. Just bent over. Taking cock. So good. Oh, I fucking adore you. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, I adore you so much. Oh my god, you're so, so, so pretty, baby. Oh, I fucking love you. I love fucking you. Oh, you're the perfect girl for me. Who owns you? Fucking scream it. Tell me. Fuck. Oh, good fucking girl. Oh, you earned it. You worked so hard, pretty girl. My sweet girl. Oh, you must be exhausted from all my drilling your new body so roughly. Whoopsies. I forget how fragile you humans are. Sometimes I get a little rough. Speaking of which, after our interview, I think I've come to my conclusion. But this is only a one-time opportunity. You understand? Out of a bit of pity and sympathy, I want to offer you freedom. I'll let you leave this place, and I will not make you mindless like I threatened before. Or I'd like you to be my maid. What do you think? Oh. Are you sure? Because once you agree, we can't undo things. You'll be mine. Forever. So you understand the consequences of that choice. All right then. Looks like you're mine. Let's make things official then, shall we? Give me that neck. Your skin is so soft and smooth. You're gonna let me drink from you all I want, right, pretty girl? I hear those thoughts. I've never had a human I've drank from find it sexy. You're gonna be such a good obedient maid. Your blood tastes so fucking good. No one will ever own you other than me, you understand? You are my property. Mine. Fucking mine. Delicious.